This week's episode of the 16-Bits Podcast is brought to you by Forks. Do you need just something to pick up your food with and you're tired of using your hands? Well then, buddy, have we got the product for you. Forks. You want tines? We got tines. Four of them on each fork. It's a brand new invention. Just ask one of our satisfied customers.
When I like to eat, I sure like to fork and fork.
That's right. John Milnuts likes to use forks. Are you tired of eating soup with a fork? Well, guess what? Have we got the product for you. Spoons! That's right. This week's episode of 16-Bits Podcast is brought to you by Spoons. A new concave... God damn it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 16-Bits Podcast. This week, live to tape via Skype recording, as geography has once again kept Scott and I our love apart for all time. My name's Josh Callahan. Thank you so much for joining us this week, the final week of October. This will prove to be our spookiest episode yet. Joining me, as always, is Spooky Scott Narver. I was trying to come up with a sort of a spooky spin on your name, but I don't think I can. Scott Barber? Scott Carver? No? Because then that's just a different name. That's not like really a joke, scary thing.
This is why you don't write for The Simpsons.
This, I try to come up with those end credits every year, and it just never works. You don't have a personal Twitter account, so I don't know if you know this, but people change their Twitter names during this time of year to something spooky.
Oh.
But I've never done it, because I can't come up with something for Josh Callahan. What do you think? You got anything? Like, Josh Callahan's off that knife. Josh Callahan. I've never been able to come up with a good one.
Josh Cadaverhan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would work. I was never able to come up with a riff on Josh, though, much to my chagrin. It doesn't really work very well. If you're listening right now, like I said, we're recording via Skype, and I'm sitting in my office, and we're actually having the windows cleaned at the 16-Bits Podcast headquarters today. Scott is at our remote location, so if you hear some very nice guys wearing baseball hats talking outside, that is what you're hearing.
I hear some very nice guys with football helmets. Is that on my end?
Oh, no, we're also having the floors cleaned. Those are the floor guys. They're wearing football helmets.
Those are hardwood floors. If you slip.
Yeah, it's lights out. It's game over. So you're going to be in
Will
trouble.
Smith movie, Concussion.
Concussion, which I actually would really like to see. There's a pretty good slate of Christmas films coming. You heard of Star Wars? You heard of the Star Wars movie?
Oh, yeah. Star Wars Concussion.
I think it's going to be something really special, especially when Han Solo just kind of, you know, that part in the trailer where he just stumbles around and then, like, they're saying, no, don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep, because if you go to sleep, you'll die.
Yeah, and then everywhere he goes, Chewie, we're home, and Chewie just starts shaking his head like, oh.
Yeah, this is
sad. He thinks
everywhere
is home.
Yeah, this is, Chewie's real bummed out. On another note, entirely unrelated, so today, you're familiar with the car-sharing service Uber, Scott? You know what Uber is?
Hey, they're not our sponsor.
No, they're not our sponsor, and God willing, they probably never will be.
I got a notification from Twitter. They didn't like our fork sponsorship, and they've already pulled.
They've already pulled it? Oh, man, I thought I really hit that ad copy pretty hard.
Well, yeah, you did, but it ended with the GD.
Oh, I was taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, and fork people are really super religious.
You know, that tracks. Well, listen, fortunately do we still have the knife people on board?
Oh, yeah. The knife people are really happy with how it turned out towards the end.
Thank God. Thank God. I mean, thank whoever. What are you, thank Satan? Yes, hail Satan. We love knives. which might now be the name of the episode. So Uber in Los Angeles today is having, like, I don't know if you've seen them. They've done this before. You can request them to bring some kittens to your place of work. Maybe you can just play with them for a little while. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you just go on the app, and then you select. It's like, you know, Uber XL, Uber Black, Uber Select, all the different types of cars you can call. And then the last one at the very end is just kittens. You can just call for kittens. And so I've actually been trying to send kittens to Katie's where she works, but there are no kittens available, Scott. And I can't even get kittens here in Southern California's beautiful San Fernando Valley, let alone anywhere in the greater Hollywood area. So thanks a lot, Uber, for ruining my wife's day without her even knowing it. I was trying to surprise her with kittens, and, you know, no dice.
This seems like something the Japanese has us beat on, and with their quote-unquote kittens, you get young Japanese girls sent to you to play with at your work.
But you only get them the kittens you only get for 15 minutes.
Hey, that's all you need.
That's all you need. How are you, buddy? What are you up to?
Just trying to get ready for my trip, heading out to the East Coast to go see my brother and his family, and then from there go to New York. But I'm very excited for, you know, Halloween. It's not a tall man's not a tall man's holiday.
Yeah, unlike Thanksgiving or Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Arbor Day, that's a tall man's holiday. You want to dress up like a tree? Nailed it.
Yeah, I got it. I ain't no bush.
And hey, buddy, you're always going to be a bush to me.
Are you
doing any Halloween stuff? I fucking hate Halloween. And let me tell you why.
Hate something?
Yes, I know. Shocking. I hate Halloween for what I feel like is a very good reason. It's a very specific reason. Because I'm an adult. So...
Norm MacDonald, get off the line. I'm trying to talk to Josh Callahan.
You like that? I did a little Norm MacDonald delivery there. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because
so you generally hate it because you're an adult,
right? Yeah, because I don't. I fucking got better things to do than dress up like an asshole. You know, I sort of feel like anybody in entertainment can go either way. They're like really into it or they're really not into it. I feel like because those of us who are sort of we get to play dress up all the time. You know, it's like not. It's old hat, kind of, you know?
That's true. From those Pringles commercials, all those wacky costumes you wore, totally see hating Halloween.
It's not even that so much as it's just kind of like, yeah, I get to, you know, like, I do 4 or 5 shows a week. I get to do goofy shit on stage all the time. So I just don't really care. In the same outfit. I just feel like it's more work than I don't want to have to put another thought to fucking come up with a costume. And then blah, blah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of grinchy when it comes to Halloween.
That's weird. It seems like you got that wrong.
What, the Halloween Grinch?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I think that's how it goes. The Grinch is still Halloween.
That's why you got Katie, you know, so that way you guys can do the duo costumes. So that way this year she can dress up as Vin Diesel and you can dress up as Paul Walker and you're good to go.
I actually wanted us to both to go as Starfleet officers from Star Trek, but I don't
make it crucified this year.
I don't think that's gonna happen. So you're packing up. You're taking a trip. You're going away. How long are you gone for? I don't even know this yet. Are you going for a while?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I was gonna say about Halloween and you asked is what sold me is my twin nephews have costumes that my brother picked out.
Yeah. Oh God, what are they?
The Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
Nice. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I approve. Tell them it's cool.
Oh, it's gonna be way cool. It's already cracked me up several times just the idea of it.
I think you know, when you have kids, like that's the way to do Halloween. Like, dress up your young kids in, like, dumb, goofy costumes. That's fun. People like that. You know, if there's any little baby that's dressed as a bumblebee, I'm in. Like, count me in. I want to see that kid who's dressed as a bumblebee. You send them my way. You send them to old Josh Callahan. Send Josh Callahan your kids. I'll dress them up.
Yikes.
So, you're going to be gone for a while, yeah? Like, 8, 9 years?
Yeah. Yeah, roughly 8, 9 years.
Okay.
Some say, oh, you're going to the East Coast. Others say, oh, you're going to prison.
That's what we call prison in my house, the East Coast.
Yeah. 8, 9 years, you know.
Have you had a chance to, like, do anything before that? You played any games? I know you've been so busy with wrestling, but I want to hear about the games you've been playing.
Yeah, dude, just trying to get to WrestleMania, you know?
Sure. How far away is that? Didn't we just have a fucking WrestleMania?
Yeah. It's in Dallas in April.
Oh, God, yeah, okay. Well, that's a little ways off. That is definitely a little ways off. Did you get NBA 2K16?
Sure did.
Good for you. No, did you get WWE 2K16? I read that it was garbage. Is that true?
I wouldn't know because it's in the mail in limbo.
Oh no, what happened?
It just didn't show up. I don't know the full story yet because had it shown up on the day, I would have had a couple hours to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't, so I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll figure it out later when I get back.
Oh, that sucks. That's the fucking worst. You know, I had something get lost in the mail once, and I sort of just wrote it off, like, to, you know, I was never going to see it again. So I don't remember what it was, maybe like a t-shirt or something. So I contacted the company, they apologized, they sent me a new one. And maybe a month later, I received whatever it was. And on the package, which was just beat to hell, like it had gone all around the world, because it had... there was a sticker on it that said, missent to Australia.
What?
And the A, holy shit, that's crazy, because Los Angeles and Australia don't even... I mean, I guess they both have some of the same letters, but that's about it.
You were living on Australia Street at the time, to be fair.
But B, somebody... they made a... that happens enough that they made a sticker that says, missent to Australia. So you got
it's not, yeah, it's not Borneo.
No, it was a very specific sticker. Like, oh yeah, no, we lost another one to Australia. Let's get those stickers out.
A koala bear took it off the mail truck.
Oh no, a kangaroo put it in its pouch and ran away. Yeah, you gotta chase it down with a helicopter.
He kept books in the mailman.
A dingo thought it was a baby and stole it.
And dressed it up for Halloween.
Yeah. Bring your dingoes, your kids, and so on. If you're listening from Australia, hey, good for you. You guys got phones down there. So I think I'm looking forward to some games that are coming around. But if WWE 2K16 didn't show up to your house, I mean, what do you have to live for anymore?
Oh, God.
Shooting
out all the lights.
Oh no!
I just want to live in darkness.
I'm shooting out all the lights so I can hang myself afterwards. I don't want anybody to see. So what have you been playing? You been playing anything? Anything good?
Well, yeah, I don't know of WWE 2K16. I haven't read anything about it. I haven't partaken, so I don't know.
Initial reviews, not great. But,
okay, that seems to be the case whenever you report to me a wrestling game.
Well, there's only really one wrestling game, isn't there?
I'm saying, like, each year these come out, and it's like, it's garbage. Now,
no,
last year, I remember people, because there's a, I think they came out at the same time, but the Xbox 360 PS3 version compared to the Xbox One and PS4 version was drastically different.
And, right.
And the early gen system ones were indeed terrible.
Right. I have read from some folks who follow wrestling and video games very closely. And look, I don't want those games to be bad. I've just read that they think they are not good. So you tend to have a history. I think you're the kind of person who will find things to like in a game, which I think is very admirable. You know, I think you're sort of like, I bought this, you know, instead of complaining about it, I'm going to find something enjoyable here. And then I'm going to focus on that rather than focusing on whatever the negative things are. Would you say that that's accurate?
Yeah, the pre-order bonus is the Terminator. I already fucking loved this game.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Good for you. I wish I could do that, but I this may come as a shock. I tend to focus on the negative.
What?
Yeah. Hey, man. Look, I get it. That's difficult for me. All right. So you haven't been playing wrestling.
Yep.
You haven't been wrestling yourself. Like, you are not going out and wrestling.
Just my inner demons.
what if anything have you been playing?
Me and my buddy sat down for Evil Within.
Okay.
And we played a big session of it.
Yeah. Did you play it late at night? It is our Halloween spooktacular, so do you want me to set the scene for us?
Yes.
Yeah, here, I'll do some spooky noises in the background. You start and then I'll jump in.
Okay. All right. So, it was a late night, and we started playing. Oh, Mariah Carey's here. Get her out of here.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get, you spooky bitch.
I'm going back home with Nick Cannon. See you later.
Okay, bye. Yes, we played Lights Out, late at night. Oh, no, Nick Cannon's here.
Hey, man, I'm Nick Cannon. Did you see Mariah Carey anyplace?
Yeah, she left, the spooky bitch.
Hey, man, take it easy. That's my wife. sounds like the windows are getting cleaned. I'll see you later.
Oh, I thought he said the widows. I'm like, ooh, so creepy.
No, dude, yeah, weird guy, right? So bizarre.
And, yeah, we played a lot. Oh, Abe Vigoda's here.
That's me, the zombie of Abe Vigoda.
Here's your Metamucil.
Thank you. I'll be a regular now.
Hey, he's no longer a zombie. We cured Abe Vigoda.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I would just like to interject and say that I am looking at somebody right now outside of my window. There's a guy. There's a guy at eye level outside of my window, and he is watching me talk to you in this microphone. Anyway, please continue. Set the story. I will stop interrupting.
I like how you both think the other one's a fucking weirdo.
Oh my God, totally. Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. 100%. He sees me, like, chuckling to myself here. He must think I'm either laughing at him or laughing at something on my computer screen. And really, I'm just annoyed that he's making so much noise. But look, he's got to do his job. You know what I mean? Anyway.
He's like, oh, man, I bet that guy's got so many Jim Davis Garfield cartoons on his computer.
Oh, that crazy cat. He loves lasagna and hates Mondays. All right. So you're playing The Evil Within.
Yes. And, one of the things we noticed about that game is the protagonist, the main guy that you're playing as, doesn't react to much of anything.
Right. What and like what's his deal? He's like a private detective, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, you're finding out about his story as you go along, if you find the journals and the notes and stuff, that apparently he wrote and then left scattered in insane worlds of nether realms.
Right.
But yes, he's like a private detective. It's really hard remembering the first part of the story, and also it's a Bethesda game, but it feels like a Capcom game a lot of the time with trying to figure out the weird story.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Like, you go to a hospital, there's some kid you're trying to save, but I mean, by kid, he's like 20 years old, who seems to have these special powers, but then there's somebody else who's evil that has special powers. And you walk in with a team, and they go away, and you're finding them, and every time you meet up, there's not a lot of urgency that your character has, but it's like, look, you seem to be on Earth now and not going insane at the moment. Fucking run for your lives.
Get out. Why are you still there? You should leave.
Yeah. Weird demons show up, new creatures all the time they look like they're directly out of hell.
Right.
And, he's not going like, oh, God, I think I'm just going to kill myself. He just sees it and doesn't really do anything. He occasionally, very rarely, will do something like, what's going on?
Yeah. You can't really think about that stuff too hard, I don't think.
Well, but, you know, you play a game like, I think one of the great games in this realm, Eternal Darkness.
Oh, right, yeah, which I've actually never played, but I've read all about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Josh, that's a awesome game.
Yeah, I know, I've heard. I've just never played it.
Oh, I think you'd actually like a fair amount of it.
That's the one where it makes you think you're going insane, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, great game. And a lot of the characters react to that, or there'd be enough of the character model reaction that by the time you get to the cutscene where it's telling you the story, they are reacting and going insane and, you know, whatever happens in their story, because it's a bunch of different character stories.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What was that? Was that a Wii game?
GameCube.
GameCube, that's right. Okay.
Oh, sorry. To stay with the spooktacular.
Oh, yeah.
GameCube.
Ooh, spooky.
That was always the creepiest...
intro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it did whisper at you, and then it didn't, like... It didn't scream at you like the Sega did, but, you know, it was something.
No, those were the Sega commercials that screamed at you.
Did they? Because I remember... Oh.
Sega!
Oh, but it was Sega! Right? Wasn't that the...
Yeah, that was in the commercial to hurry up and buy it, so then it can go, Sega!
Right, right. Okay.
So, yeah, we played Evil Within, and there was one chapter we are still on, because it is a big fuck you chapter of that game. You fight... there are these boss... like, what seems to be a boss, just this gigantic beast of a creature.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going like, oh, shit, I don't have enough stuff to fight it, but I guess I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
And you fight it, and you beat it. And all the while, in this section of the, I think it's like chapter 10, if anybody's played this game, they know what I'm talking about. Because God damn, is it...
It's just like, fuck you hard.
Oh, my God, fuck you hard.
Okay. All right.
So you fight him, you fight a couple other guys, and there's also... It's not quite a maze of a level. Like, you just have to backtrack. And when you backtrack after throwing a switch, there are all these rotating blades everywhere. So if you just ran and just turned a corner without paying attention, immediately be diced up and die.
Right. Cut in half. Yeah, yeah.
So you got to plan your route when fighting these that seemingly boss and the other guys. So you go through a couple of rooms, and then... There are two more of those guys. Two. One was already fucking impossible.
Mm.
And you got to fight two more. So that was frustrating. And eventually I beat it. And I was like, oh, thank God. All right, chapter end, please. Just give me a chapter end.
Right.
Just looking for that. No, the one of the crazy bosses from before, this lady who looks similar to the character out of The Ring...
Yeah, like a Japanese water ghost.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know they were called water ghosts.
I think they are, anyway.
That's a perfect description.
Yeah, I think Japanese water ghost.
With hair over face?
Right, yeah, exactly.
One hit from that thing, and it kills you. So you got to go through and go through all these different rooms, and then there are these pipes that pour out fire, which it's vulnerable to, but it's also blocking your exit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to shoot. You have to find the little levers... Shoot the levers, you're also using bullets, which are precious in this game.
Right. I do remember that, yeah.
To get out of these rooms, so you're like, fucking, I gotta fight the Japanese water ghost now? This is crazy. I already killed one. I thought it was just the one.
Hmm.
So then you're doing that as well, and you're going, please, please, in this chapter. So this is taking a long time, and I'm getting frustrated. Like, it's not a hard, fun challenge. It is frustrating.
Yeah.
And then there's this creature that you've been seeing all throughout, this big, gigantic rhinoceros size. It's bigger than that. What am I even talking about? It's like a T-Rex of just bodies, it's like splitting off of itself. Just all these torsos and gigantic mouths. And you then find yourself in a gigantic parking lot, and then you have to fight that thing. And I just got so mad. I was like, oh, fuck you. This is the same chapter. And we played other ones that are just story-driven, and you hardly fight anybody, and it ends. But this one, it's just a huge pain in the ass.
Would you say that that's a good game to play around Halloween time?
Yes. Yeah. It is creepy. It is totally fucking freaky. There were levels being played by my buddy Tate that I wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still getting so freaked out and nervous that he's going to die.
Hmm. Right. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's that time of year for the spooky games. I'll be honest. I I get scared. They scare me too much. I don't. I played maybe like 10 minutes, 15 minutes of Outlast. No, what's the? Is it Outlast? It's out.
Outrun the out... game with you. You're driving.
Yes, and I'm terrified of red convertibles. I know
Sega game.
It is Outlast. It's Outlast, the one that takes place in like an old spooky insane asylum. And I shut it off. I was that was it. I was done. I was like, nah, I'm cool.
Give me a happy insane asylum, and I'll play that.
And I'll play that. But it was just not really what I wanted to do. And they did just announce that they're making a sequel, which I will not be getting. So that's good.
You hear that, Outlast?
Yeah,
not
no thanks.
Sold.
Have you ever? Did you ever play it? It was like
What was it on?
It's on PS4 and Xbox One, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I think it's on both. And you're like an investigative reporter, and you go into this old asylum with your video camera, and the video camera is the only thing that lets you see in the dark. You have to use the video camera's night vision thing. You have to put that up if it's dark in a room, and of course that obscures your vision because it's just a viewfinder on a video camera, which adds its own other layer of just absolute fucking horror. So, yeah, if you really want to get spooked, Outlast, that's a good one for you. Not for me, though. No thanks. Pass. I'm gonna take a big old pass on that one. Thank you very much. Good. The Evil Within, you know, I have that game on Steam. I picked it up when it was on sale. Never played it.
Yeah, it's after the way you describe those games. Why the hell did you buy it?
I don't know. I got it because it was on sale. Because I thought maybe I should. I don't know.
I feel like that's how a new horror movie that hasn't been in existence starts. Like you buy some cursed object and it's like, why did you buy that ox head?
You should never have. You should never have bought that ox head. That was a real mistake.
It's on sale.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Spooky games. No, thank you. No, thank you. Pass.
And I have an anecdote to share from my buddy Tate, who did buy NBA 2K16 and told me about it.
Yes.
Do you know about that game?
NBA 2K16, of course, also known as... Wait, are you talking about the actual NBA 2K16?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do know about it, actually, and I know that Spike Lee directed the career mode. I know that.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I've heard about this.
That's what he was telling me about, so I'm going to share his story.
Yeah.
So what he likes to do, my buddy Tate, is he plays the career mode like he makes a version of himself.
Okay,
so
like a real shitty basketball player?
Yeah, it's like hopefully, playing the position of a point guard that he tries to play in real life when just playing basketball games, right. But he's good enough to get into the NBA. Alternate universe, you know?
Okay, sure.
And so he names himself to, like, it's his name, mm-hmm. and he's a white guy, so he makes him white. But you play the career mode, and it tells you as you're playing the career mode that it's directed by Spike Lee, and they show you the actors in it, and it's all very revealing. They're saying, like, yeah, this is what we're creating this for you, and this is coming at you via Spike Lee and these actors. And then it starts. And it starts right away with he's created his character, Tate, who's a white guy, and he's talking with this black lady, and he's like, oh, okay, cool, that's my girlfriend. And so I guess it's just like it's a more, you know, urban setting, and that's where I'm at. And
yeah, I think it takes place in Brooklyn or Harlem or one of the two. I don't remember exactly which.
Yeah, and then it is pointed out very quickly in the career mode that she is your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right, so I guess my storyline is I'm adopted. So that's cool.
Maybe you just have like different parents or something.
Well, then you quickly meet the parents, who then make it very clear that you are fraternal brother and sister.
Got it. All right. Well, hey, man. You know.
And your parents are black, so mm-hmm. he's like, all right, still trying here, still trying to trying to hold on to the character of me in all this.
There was just like a weird gene mismatch or something.
Yeah, it's really weird, and they do a bunch of stuff that feels like a lot of Spike Lee movies. It sounds like it's just He Got Game, the video game.
Blue Chips, the video game.
Yeah. And, he says, like, yeah, it's kind of rough. And then finally, after the year mode of that, and then in the credits, it's Spike Lee and all the actors talking again, like, out of character, being themselves, talking to you about the great revolution that they did of creating this. That's when you can play career mode normally and just be whoever the fuck you want to be.
Right. Got it.
Huh. So, it seems weird. Like, if you wanted to make any other character that's not a black guy, it's just kind of weird and broken.
Is it broken? How much is it really pulling you out of the fucking illusion of that? Well, who knows? I can't say. I've never played it. But I've heard that just in general, the story is not good.
It's just, like I said, it follows a bunch of stereotypes in those types of movies. Like, kid from the streets
trying to make good.
And then has a gangster friend who's getting in trouble.
Right.
Spike Lee doing it doesn't make any sense. It's like, anybody could have done this.
Right.
Why'd you spend all that money on Spike Lee for a story that everyone's seen before?
That was the other thing I had heard about it, was that exactly, like, it's totally generic and could have absolutely been anyone. Yeah. That is exactly what I read.
But I like the Knicks. Okay, great.
Well, good for you.
You want to make a story about someone not being able to make it in the NBA, have it be the story of Spike Lee.
I guess, and he just wears a Yankees hat and sits and watches games. What else you've been playing? You got anything else you want to talk about?
WWE Supercard, Josh, let me tell you.
Nope. I'm gonna take a big old pass on that one, thank you very much.
You got it.
But I appreciate it. I'm trying to. You know what's tough is when we do these Skype episodes is that I'm not. I've always got. I don't know if you have this problem when you're sitting in a computer. You've always got something that your fingers are kind of like locked into doing when you're sitting at the computer. So like even now as I'm talking to you, my hand is on the mouse and I'm kind of just like, oh well. Normally if I'm sitting here, I would open Facebook or IMDb and I would just look at that. So I guess I'll do that. It's tough for me. I feel like the internet is kind of destroyed my ability to pay attention to things a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you have that problem? I have that problem.
Yeah, if I'm watching movies or something that I'm familiar with,
right?
You know, not a first go around, that it'll be like, oh well, I could also just bust out some WWE Supercard, or I could, do a little bit of work stuff.
Yeah, totally. It's fucking. It's tough. God, fucking internet. Fuck you, internet. Can I tell you about what I've been playing? Because it'll be real quick.
No, take your time. I would like to hear about it.
Well, I wish I had more things to talk about. I have something that's very embarrassing, which I'll get to last. But I've been playing Warhammer End Times Vermintide, which is, I think I talked about it previously. There was a beta going on, and my group of friends and I who play games together on PC all picked it up. And it's just like Left 4 Dead. It's basically Left 4 Dead in the Warhammer universe. Do those words mean anything to you?
Yeah, but is it first person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've thought part of the appeal for those who play Warhammer was seeing a guy that weighs 6,000 pounds with a tiny head.
You know, this is Warhammer, not 40K. You're thinking of the giant Space Marine guys. So there's Warhammer, which is the original setting, which is almost like a medieval thing, and then there's Warhammer 40K, which are the same types of people, like the same races of characters, like, you know, the Imperials and the Orcs and the Chaos guys and stuff, but just 40,000 years into the future.
Marmadukes and the Heathcliffs and the family circuses.
And the family circi. So this is the original thing, and Games Workshop, who owns the Warhammer sort of property, they're ending it. They're sticking with 40K, but they're fucking ending the original world. Like, it's just going to be destroyed. They're writing fiction which ends that world, and then they're not going to make any more of it.
Does that make you sad?
No, because it's not something I'm really into. I find it interesting to look at from a distance. But so this is part of what that is. Vermintide is the time, I guess, in their planet, in their world, when all of the rat people come up from underground and overrun like humanity. So that's what this game is about. It's basically you and three other people killing giant hordes of rats with melee weapons for the most part. And it's a lot of fun. It's like, it's $30. It doesn't really try to pretend to be anything that it isn't. It's a really blatant ripoff of Left 4 Dead, but it works.
Okay.
You know, it works. It's a good ripoff of Left 4 Dead. And the melee combat is fun. You know, it's tough to do first person melee stuff.
Yeah,
that's difficult. That's... And they do it well. Like, everybody has kind of a different weapon, and they all feel different. You know, the guy I play is a witch hunter, so he has like a very long rapier sword and a pistol. So, you know, there's a lot of sort of like dancing around and stabbing guys with it. But, you know, if you're playing the dwarf who has a giant hammer, it feels, you know, there's some good heft and weight to it. And then the other thing about it is there's a loot system. There's a whole loot system. So if you successfully, and everybody likes new stuff, if you successfully complete a mission, at the end of the mission, you get to roll some dice, and you can increase your chances of getting a good roll on the dice by picking items up in the various levels. You know, but if you roll, I think they give you 6 dice to roll, and you have to roll a certain thing on each dice. And that will determine the rarity of the item that you get. So it's pretty fun, you know. You can get different kinds of weapons. They do different things. Like, you know, there's somebody with a bow and arrow, and you can get bow and arrows that shoot fire arrows and poison arrows, and, you know, pretty standard stuff. Frustratingly, though, if you know, you can spend 30, 40 minutes trying to get through one of those levels on a harder difficulty, and if you don't beat it, like if you die at the very, very end, let's say, mm-hmm. you don't get anything. That's it. It's just you die, and that's the end. There's no, you don't get to roll for any items, so it's hard to feel like you didn't waste a little bit of time doing Ooh. That, which is tough. So the solution there is just don't lose. Don't ever lose. Always be winning. ABW. So that's been a lot of fun, and Scott, I hate
to... Fuck you, that's my name.
I hate to admit it, but I've resubscribed to World of Warcraft.
Oh, God.
And not only did I resubscribe to World of Warcraft, but I bought the latest expansion.
Oh, God.
And...
Josh, why?
I don't know. Because everybody else... This is... Seriously? Because everybody else was doing it. because everybody else was lemming. Doing it. Yes. Do you want me to throw myself off a cliff? Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. I have no free thought. I can't come up with any thoughts.
Oh my god! Play Child of Light. Play Evil Within.
I should. I've got a really significant pile of shame that really needs to be addressed. And
someone send him some kittens, quick!
And it is really mounting, and I'm really looking forward to these last two months of the year.
Of my life.
No, the sort of... actually, not the last 2 months. The last 2 weeks of December, I think I'm really going to be able to fucking buckle down and play some games. Assuming I actually play them.
Some game gorging?
Hopefully I'll be able to do a little bit of game gorging when the time comes. That's what I'm really looking forward to. But like I was telling you before, my day today got totally blown up. I'm glad we're able to squeeze this in. I've got to drive to Santa Monica here in a little while to go to an audition for a large cable company, which is whatever. But, you know, I had everything so perfectly...
They're also not a sponsor.
They're also not a sponsor. And I had everything so perfectly planned out, and now the whole thing is ruined. Because I actually was going to sit and play. I was going to try to play some Wasteland 2 today, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get there.
Well, you could bring your Vita.
You know, I could, but my zeal for playing the Vita has really died off since Sony announced that they will no longer be developing first-party games for the Vita. Solid segue, by the way. They will no longer be developing first-party games for the Vita, and they have wished good luck to everyone who's still developing third-party games for the Vita.
Really?
On their Twitter account.
Good luck?
Yeah, I think on their Twitter account they were like, hey, best wishes to everybody still developing third-party software for the Vita. Peace out, because we done. We finished. I think we all set here. So, yeah.
It's weird to live in a time where they will directly tell everyone we're no longer going to make anything else for what you own.
Yeah, I know.
Rather than in the back of the day, you just keep getting in, you know, if you have Nintendo and you go, yeah, but Super Nintendo's out. I really want to get Super Nintendo. Yeah, there's still some games of Nintendo. No, but look at Super Nintendo. I gotta get it. I just gotta get it. And then you get it and you go like, fuck Nintendo, I'm done with that. Yeah. And then it just quietly they stop making games and you
just
don't even know.
It fades away.
Yeah. And you find out years later, you go, they still made games like 5 years into the run of Super Nintendo? But they didn't tell you this day, no more games.
Right. No. They did the same thing with the PlayStation 2, I think. They fucking, you know, just sort of made games for it long after the PS3 came out, because the PlayStation 2 sold so crazy, especially in you know, like, other countries, maybe, where they got the PlayStation 2 much later.
Australia!
In Australia, where they're just getting the PlayStation 2 now, so... So,
oh boy, another game missent to us.
So nice, yeah. It's only stuff that gets sent there by accident.
They created that sticker, Josh.
Is that what it is? Oh, those tricky fucks. Ooh, you tricky Australian fucks. Oh, you rotten motherfuckers. but then, you know, you're right, they sort of just tapered off. I don't know which one is better, if you want them to just flat out come and say, hey, I think we're done here, or if it just sort of peters out over time and kind of nobody mentions it.
Yeah. Agreed.
I think we're gonna run a little short here today, because you've got stuff going on, I've got stuff going on. Let me just check the old notes here to see if there's anything I wanted to talk about.
Josh, those notes are old.
Oh my god, they are?
You said it yourself.
Oh, check the old notes. Let me check the new notes. Nah, none of this stuff I really want to talk about. Hey, the new Assassin's Creed came out. Do you want to get it?
Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Uh-huh.
What's different? I don't...
Yeah, I
don't know. You fight on wagons, I think, right?
You're just fighting wagons the whole game.
Ugh.
It's just all wagons.
I have two, if not three, Assassin's Creed games I have yet to play.
Yeah, welcome to my world. Halo 5 came out. Are you going to get that for your Xbox? You Halo?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm considering Battlefront. Like, Halo? No, that's
okay.
Not happening.
All right. I you know, Halo's got a really expansive single-player campaign.
God damn it.
I'm just saying, it's kind of known for that, amongst other things. I mean, the multiplayer is supposed to be very good, but the single-player campaign's also supposed to be pretty good, too.
But can I fight on Hoth?
I don't... For a number of reasons, I don't think so.
Ugh. Forget it.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. That's really all. There are some other things that happened this week. I don't really... Nothing is really sort of... blowing my skirt up here. Oh, hey, they finally re-released Batman Arkham City, excuse me, Arkham Knight on PC.
They did it.
They
it
did
happened.
It. They did it, and if you buy it...
The Bumbler failed.
You get all the other... Missed that guy. If you get it, you get all the other Arkham games for free on PC.
Wow.
Yes. Unfortunately, it seems like it's still a mess.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just reading this thread about it.
Did they just take out the master cartridge and blow on it and then put it back in and go...
Just put it back in.
It's ready, everybody.
And it took a very long time. Now, again, in their defense, when I played through it, it was fine. It was all right. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it should run better than the console versions, and it didn't. And that's the big problem. Because, you know, there's much more powerful hardware available to the game. But, sure. Yeah, doesn't look good for our old friend Batman over there on the old PC in Arkham Knight. Well, I tell you what, unless you have anything else
you gotta buy a bat computer, everybody.
Is that it? Is that what I should do?
Yeah, you're using a PC? Stupid. Yeah,
foolish. All right, I'm gonna go look into a bat computer. You wanna take a quick break while I do that?
Yes.
Looking into a bat computer is my code for just taking a big old dump.
Oh, but that's an old dump.
All right, tell you what, stick around, and we'll be right back on the other side with some more 16 Bits Podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the 16 Bits Podcast. I found a huge bat computer, so...
Oh, that's great.
Feeling pretty good about it. It was a very smooth bat computer. A very easy bat computer.
Is it the 1970s version with no screen, many buttons, and everything's labeled?
Yeah, and it had punch cards.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was a real... It was a whole thing. But, hey, another...
What's old is new again.
You know, another good segue, Scott Narver, segue master, and then also very good at sort of introducing segments. by the way, be careful on that thing. You're going to hurt yourself. You got to be careful.
I'm like the fucking Tony Hawk of segues.
Oh, my God. I bet somebody else has said that before unironically, and it's very sad.
I think we should develop a Tony Hawk game. But it's on segways.
Like some six fucking segway trick.
Yeah, and just still have the Ace of Spades in the game, so that way everybody wants to play it.
Segway? No way. fuck. Did you play the new Tony Hawk at all, by the way?
No.
Oh, buddy. Not good. Not good.
Not good that I didn't play?
Well, no. Good that you didn't play. Not a good game. Not.
How can they get worse?
Well, you know, Tony Hawk 2 and 3 were fucking great.
I played the Van Margera one a lot, too.
I stopped after 3, I think, but I remember people liking, like, Tony Hawk's Underground, you know, Thug.
Yeah.
People really seemed to enjoy that. I never played it, but the new one, not good. I played a little bit of it the other day. And the controls are real mushy, and it doesn't look good. Like, I'm not a huge graphics guy, but I don't know. If you're selling a $60 game, there's kind of an expectation that it's going to at least look like a modern title.
And yeah.
That game, oof boy, that game does not look good. In fact, if you watch the Conan Clueless Gamer segment about it, he's playing with Tony Hawk, and he calls out the game for not looking good.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So that's fun.
Well, Conan has turned into the most hard-hitting game reviewer of all
time. You know, today's guest is also a very hard-hitting individual. You know, there have been some weird pre-order bonuses, I think, over time. You know what
I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Call of Duty had a little sort of... RC car thing. They had a GoPro style action camera. They had night vision goggles.
Yeah.
You know, Fallout 4 has the Pip-Boy edition for the, you know, it's got that thing you clamp on your wrist that you can put your phone into. Metal Gear had a robotic hand that would just sit there as a robotic hand.
As they do.
But the WWE games have always had kind of a special place in my heart for weird pack-ins and pre-order bonuses, like they did. Didn't they do a piece of the ring at some point?
They did. They did that last year.
Yep.
They also had an Undertaker coffin. It looks like a coffin for a cat.
Didn't they do a piece of Hulk Hogan's shirt?
They did. Like it was a Hulk Hogan autograph, and it was part. It wasn't a shirt. It was his clan robe.
Oh, okay. Right, of course. Yes, how silly of me. Just part of the hood, like right around the eye holes.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, they've got a real real weird one. And Scott, will you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, they simplified things, and they didn't go with a bunch of like a special edition where you can get a bunch of extra swag. This year, they just said, you know what? We're going to make one exclusive character, and the only way you're going to get it is the pre-order.
Yeah.
And then possibly once the game comes out, then you can spend $5 to get it. But, you know, if you wanted it right off the bat and you didn't have to do any work to get it, you could get the Terminator. And we're not talking Robert Patrick as the Terminator. We're not talking whoever the Asian guy is as the Terminator. We're talking Arnold Schwarzenegger as the T-800.
Huh. Okay.
In the world of WWE.
But am I reading this right? Is he here now to talk to us?
Yeah, I mean, we sent out an invitation, and we said that Sarah Connor was going to be here today on the show. Like, that's what we put out on Twitter, so I'm sure he's showing up to kill her, so, or save her. I'm
okay.
Not sure.
Well,
I'm not
that's
sure which Terminator we're getting. We're getting the killing or the saving kind?
I need to close your boots and your motorcycle. Are you Sarah Connor?
It depends. How do you feel about Sarah Connor?
You listen. You tell me first who you if you are her, and then I will tell you how I feel.
Oh boy! Oh, this is a gamble.
You know what? I'm gonna go out and get. Do you want like a lettuce wrap, or just like a pita bread, or something in the lobby? I can.
Oh, that's John Connor. That's John Connor.
Okay, I'm going to go get an orange whip. You want an orange whip? Orange whip? All right, just one orange whip. Hello, thank you so much for having me on your human podcast television program. I am a T-800, and I'm here to wrestle humans for some reason. I'm not entirely sure why, but this is what I am programmed now to do. What do you need? A German suplex? A spine buster? A power bomb? Tell me, which of these things do you need? A DDT? A DDP? Which do you need? What do you need? A Stone Cold Stunner? The People's Elbow? The Million Dollar Dream? Tell me, yep.
Come on! It's getting uncomfortable that you're just reading the list of moves that 2K made you read for promotional purposes, Terminator.
I've been traveling the country explaining to everyone what the fuck I'm doing in this game, because on the outside it makes no sense. I'm a remorseless killing machine. My CPU is a neural net processor, and that I'm living tissue outside of a metallic endoskeleton. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Does this
make fucking sense to you? Because it makes no fucking sense to me.
Look, I'm really glad that you're doing it because, you know, they tried to get Christopher Lloyd to be Dr. Emmett Brown in Back to the Future in the WWE game, but they found that he wasn't able to recreate the character. He's a lot older now, and the lines confuse him, and it's not what it was, and Michael J. Fox couldn't be in the game. They thought about Back to the Future, but it sounds like they wanted some franchise to come back in a big, bad way, and you were at WrestleMania this past year.
That's right. You gotta understand, I am the real Terminator. I'm a T-800. You know, I'm not the old model T-101. I'm not the new T-1000. Can you imagine if they had put the T-1000 in this game? That'd be ridiculous!
It'd be impossible to beat!
You could never beat him. Your hand would just go right through, like hot margarine, you know? That would be silly! It would be fucking stupid! As it is, I'm having a difficult time just not murdering Daniel Bryan. You know, I just want to rip his fucking head off because this is what I'm programmed to do. But it's tough. I can't do it.
Sure. You gotta restrain. You just have to defeat someone. You can't kill them.
No, because I want to rip off John Cena's leg and beat him with it until he stops moving. But I can't do it. And this is very sad for a Terminator to not be able to do the one thing he is programmed to do, which is terminate.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that you're not allowed to kill everyone in the WWE.
This is very sad. I've got a whole plan about how I would do it, but unfortunately, Vince McMahon reprogrammed my brain.
It seems like you would belong in the Mortal Kombat series.
That would make a lot more fucking sense, don't you think?
but instead I am here. Just, you know, I'm the greatest person in sports entertainment. Or something. They put all of these lines in my brain that legally I have to read.
If you were to terminate WWE competitors, how would you terminate them?
Well, it all depends on who it is. Just name one and then I'll tell you.
Okay. The Rock.
I'd throw him in a giant tank of snakes. Next. all poisonous cobras and vipers. I just throw him in there and that'd be the end, you know? It's not fancy, but it gets the job done!
Okay. The Bella Twins.
Are these female humans?
These are human
female women?
Yeah, they're twins.
Alright, I would take them out for a nice dinner and then have a night of fun and romance. Maybe we'd go to the county fair, you know, and I would win them both giant teddy bears that are huge, maybe like 3 or 4 feet tall, and then I would drop them off at home and give them each a kiss because I'm a gentleman, and then I would punch them until they stop moving!
Alright, what about Vince McMahon himself?
Have you ever seen the movie RoboCop? My friend RoboCop?
Yeah. I thought you guys were enemies. So you guys are friends?
Yeah, I know. We had all of that beef before in the RoboCop versus Terminator games, but now we're cool. Sometimes we hang out. We go to oxygen bars together.
Really?
Yes.
You go to oxygen bars together?
Yeah, there's a good one on the corner of Pico and Olympic. We just go there and we hang out. But do you remember in that movie when he couldn't say anything bad about OCP employees, like OCP executives?
I don't think it was necessarily he couldn't say anything bad about them.
Okay, well that's what I've got about Vince McMahon. This is what I have. It's in my brain. I can only say nice things about him.
Oh, okay.
He's so handsome and charming. And he's only 41 years old.
Oh, that's not true.
No, he's on the cover of every magazine in the world. You just go out and look at the magazine and there he is.
He does show up on Muscle and Fitness from time to time.
He's so strong. He could beat me in an arm wrestling contest even though I'm mostly a robot.
I don't know if that's true either. No, I think you're
this
way
is
stronger.
True. No. You got to understand. Vince McMahon is Santa Claus.
What?
He is Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Oh, and also, he gives little children gifts.
Terminator, I think there's some chip in your brain now. I think you got to remove that. I think you got to pull it out so that way. I didn't mean go through your eyeball. Jesus Christ.
Vince McMahon is a monster. Vince McMahon is a monster. He doesn't give children gifts. He steals gifts from children. I've seen him do it. He will show up to... Do you know Toys for Tots?
Yes, I'm aware.
He shows up as the Tots. And he just steals toys. He puts them in a giant sack. And he takes them away. And he throws them in the back of his truck and he drives off.
That's crazy.
This is not just crazy, it's true. And I'm going to wrestle him. Scott, I'm going to wrestle Vince McMahon. And then I'm going to put his head on a spike.
Oh, no, that seems like it's too much. Maybe you ought to put that chip back in your head. Oh, Jesus. No. Don't go through your butthole.
I'm going to take Vince McMahon out for a nice dinner. And then maybe we'll go to the county fair where I will... win him a teddy bear that's maybe 3 or 4 feet tall, and then I'll drive him home and give him a kiss goodnight because I'm a gentleman, and then I will think about him the next day.
Oh, boy, these games, Spike Lee and NBA and Terminator and WWE, it's all getting weird.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. Vince McMahon does not... he can't wipe himself.
Oh, that seems like you're saying something mean about him.
No. I mean, he literally can't... his arms are so big and strong, he can't wipe his own asshole.
Oh, I see.
I've got to get in there and do it.
Well, Terminator, I hope it all works out for you.
Somehow, I think it'll be just fine. Goodbye! Hey, what did I miss? Did it go all right? Because it seemed like maybe his voice was kind of going in and out there a little bit.
Oh, I think he just, you know, he was feeling more emotion than normally.
Yeah, that's got to be tough for him. Did he say anything fun about wrestling?
He did.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it now. It's fine. I get it. You're probably traumatized by the whole thing. I bet it was real funny, though.
Oh, super funny. You can go back and listen at any time.
I'll pass. That's going to do it for us on today's episode of the 16 Bits Podcast. We will come back to you live at some point. I think we're probably going to have some special guests sit in Scott's absence.
Can I boldly guess that sure. You won't?
No, I think we will. I think I'm going to see if we can get Stephen Sears on here, and we're going to see if we can get Mark Warzeka to sit in on the show. Even if it's just for a little while, we'll try to get something done. You know, around this time of year is when people are traveling for the holidays, and things are happening.
Yes, that is true.
It is true. It is true. This is, we're coming up to Thanksgiving now. It's just a few weeks away, and by a few weeks, I mean about a month.
You're not going to get Warzeka. He's getting married.
I'm going to get him on the day he gets married.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
He's just going to pop right in. We're going to get him on that day. So I think he's going to have some real interesting insights. That's going to do it. You can find us at soundcloud.com/16bitspodcast or at 16bitspodcast.com. We're also on Twitter at 16bitspodcast. Why don't you find us on there and get all the latest news and deets. Scott, what do you got?
Josh, I was going to say, I forgot to mention this earlier, it's a game that I told Steve to play, and I think you should play it as well.
Okay.
Prison Architect.
Oh, I have it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just came out of Early Access not too long ago, but I've had it for a while. It's I think we've actually talked about it on the show. It's kind of a dark game when you really think about it.
But I think you and Steve talking about the game would be a riot.
Yeah, hopefully, you know...
A prison riot.
If you will. I've actually sent him games on Steam before, and I don't think he's ever played them.
I think you're right.
So I have to check. I have bought and sent him stuff on Steam, and I don't think he's ever played it. So I'm gonna have to ask him about that. Scott does a show called Curtain Jerk. Scott, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
It's a comedy wrestling show, much like this show.
Well, today anyway. You can find them at Curtain Jerks on Twitter, and then, of course, search iTunes for Curtain Jerks. Search iTunes for our show, 16 Bits Podcast, and like and fave our channel.
Rate and review.
While you're on there. It doesn't take but a second, and we certainly do appreciate it. It helps us, climb those charts, get the word out for everybody. And unless you've got anything else to add, Scott.
That is it.
Cool. That's going to be it. Hey, buddy, I hope you have a nice trip. And I also hope you have a nice trip. But I've got to get back to it. Excuse me, Vince McMahon's butthole isn't going to wipe itself.
Why did you come back and just remind us of that?
It seems like he really just wanted to come back in here and say the word butthole. That's going to do it for us. We will see you next time on another episode of the 16 Bits Podcast. Goodbye, everybody!
We'll be washing your windows!